Also opening today is a Holocaust drama called The Pianist from director Roman Polanski. It's based on the memoir of a Jewish musician who lived through the Nazi occupation of Warsaw, and it won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Polanski is himself a Holocaust survivor. He escaped the Krakow ghetto, his parents were sent to concentration camps, and his mother died at Auschwitz. NPR's Bob Mondello has a review.
The day that Władysław Spielman's life changed forever, he was in a Warsaw radio studio playing live his beloved Chopin. He plays with eyes closed, seemingly consumed by the music, until a sound from the street outside the studio interrupts his concentration. The German army is entering Warsaw. Through the soundproof glass, Spielman, played by Adrian Brody, can see windows shattering and figures rushing in and out of his producer's office. One gestures frantically to him to stop playing, but he nods no. Then everyone leaves and Spielman's alone, plaster falling from the ceiling onto the keyboard, and still he plays until a direct hit knocks him off his piano bench. Within weeks, life is changing for Warsaw's Jews in ways that make mere mortar fire seem a mild inconvenience. Spielman's family tries to protect itself, never dreaming how much worse their situation will get.
You know what we did in the last war? We made a hole in the table there and hid the money in there.
And suppose they take the table away?
What do you mean, take the table away?
The Germans go into Jewish homes and they just take what they want. Furniture, valuables, anything.
Do they?
Idiot, what would they want with a table? Hey, table like this.
What on earth are you doing?
One of the most effective things director Roman Polanski does in The Pianist is give a sense of what it must have been like not to know what was coming. The picture gathers force as it progresses, acquiring both epic sweep and an absurdist edge by the end, but it sucks you in with little domestic scenes of strategizing and plotting futile next moves. The effect is to let you share the stubborn hope of people who keep thinking they've hit bottom, only to discover there's further down to go. Spielman's family gets herded into the Warsaw ghetto and later into cattle cars, and you get the queasy feeling that the events are happening in the here and now. But something intriguing happens once Spielman is on his own, whether in a work gang where Nazi guards won't permit talking, or isolated in hiding places where the slightest sound could prove fatal. This quintessentially musical character is suddenly trapped in silence. It's as if he's the butt of some cruel cosmic joke, and Brody bears it like an existential Buster Keaton, stone-faced and stoic until he stumbles upon a Steinway in a safe house and can't resist playing air piano, his fingers never touching the keys. Polanski's imagery throughout the film is breathtaking, a landscape progressively devastated, a cinematic palette more and more drained of color, where he can backlight Spielman's frosty breath when a cultured German officer demands that he play with fingers frozen, and he does with the passionate abandon of a man who knows he's about to die. For a story whose basic outlines are so familiar from other Holocaust movies, The Pianist has enormous immediacy, but it also has the detachment and distilled expressiveness that distinguish art. If a more powerful film was released this year, I didn't see it. I'm Bob Mondello.